The public hearing is now called to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Legislators May.
Here.
Rowley.
Here.
Burtis.
Here.
Tassone.
Here.
Cody.
Here.
Abbott Keenan.
Here.
Kuhn.
Here.
Ryan.
Here.
Chase.
Here.
Holmquist.
Here.
McBride.
Here.
Bush.
Here.
Kelly.
Here.
Kinney.
Here.
Williams. Irvin. Mr. Chairman.
Here.
15 present, 2 absent.
Thank you. Will the clerk please read the notice?
Calling for a public hearing for adopting a pilot youth deer hunting program. Resolved that pursuant to Environmental Conservation Law 11-0935, a public hearing will be held to consider the above requests for opting in to the provisions of the pilot youth deer hunting program, which hearing shall be held at the Onondaga County Courthouse, County Legislative Chambers, 4th floor, 401 Montgomery Street, Syracuse, New York, on July 6, 2021 at 12:50 p.m.
Notice or motion to waive the reading?
Move.
Objections? Hearing none, motion's carried. Reading is waived. Was the notice duly published?
It was.
Are there any speakers?
Yes.
I think we have one that signed in. If you'd like to come up to the podium and say a few words.
Members of the Onondaga County Legislature, my name is Stephen Wawalko. I'm the sportsman's representative appointed by Onondaga County to the Region 7 Fish and Wildlife Management Board. I'm also the past president of the Onondaga County Federation of Sportsmen, representing over 10,000 sportsmen in central New York. Deer hunting is a valued tradition for many upstate families, providing quality food to New Yorkers and reducing the negative impacts of overabundant deer populations on agriculture, forests, and communities. Expanding youth hunting opportunities to assist the deer management and cultivating a new generation of hunters is top priority for sportsmen. For many years, sportsmen from Onondaga County have traveled to Albany to meet with our state assemblymen and senators to lobby for the ability for 12 and 13-year-olds to be able to hunt. Currently, young hunters that are 12 and 13 years old can already hunt big game using archery equipment and can hunt small game with a firearm. But until now, New York State has been the only state to not allow these young hunters to hunt big game with a firearm. Prior to the adoption of the Environmental Conservation Law 11-0935, 49 out of 50 states, with New York being the exception, permitted 12 and 13-year-olds to participate in hunting under varying circumstances. I fully support the new Environmental Conservation Law, Section 11-935, which allows 12 and 13-year-old licensed hunters to hunt deer with a firearm or crossbow in upstate counties that choose to participate, especially within Onondaga County. Safety measures are an integral part of this law. The 12 and 13-year-old must be in the physical presence of a 21-year-old licensed hunter who has 3 years of hunting experience. Also, the 12 and 13-year-old must be licensed, having passed a hunter education and safety course, and all hunting must be done from ground level. Young hunters in New York with adult supervision have a strong safety record. In order for Onondaga County to participate in a 2-year pilot program through 2023, the legislation requires the county to opt in. Enabling legislation must be passed by the Onondaga County Legislature for the county to opt in. I urge Onondaga County to opt in at this time to give our youth this opportunity. I look forward to your support and thank you for your time in this matter.
Thank you. That's the only speaker we have signed in. Is there anyone else who would wish to be heard on this topic? Hearing none, the public hearing is now closed. The regular meeting is now called to order. Clerk, please call the roll.
Legislators May.
Here.
Rowley.
Here.
Burtis.
Here.
Tassone.
Here.
Cody.
Here.
Abbott Keenan.
Here.
Kuhn.
Here.
Ryan.
Here.
Chase.
Here.
Holmquist.
Here.
McBride.
Here.
Bush.
Here.
Kelly.
Here.
Kinney.
Here.
Williams. Irvin. Mr. Chairman.
Here.
15 present, 2 absent.
Would everyone please rise for the invocation by Legislator Rowley and remain standing for the salute to the flag led by Legislator Burtis.
Lord, our rock and redeemer, it is you who are omnipresent. You are everywhere, Lord. It is you who are omnipotent. You have all power, Lord. It is you who are omniscient. You know everything, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to come and gather together this day. We ask for your hand of blessing on this meeting today. We ask that you would guide and direct our meeting so that it is full of wisdom, productivity, and respect for one another. Help us to accomplish our goals by displaying your character, Lord. We pray these things in your almighty name. Amen.
Reading of the minutes. Is there a motion to waive the reading?
So moved.
Thank you. Motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Thank you. Are there any communications to be presented?
As listed on the agenda.
Has anyone signed up to speak for the public comment period?
None have signed in.
Thank you. Hearing none, the public comment period is now closed. Reports of standing committees?
None.
Reports of special committees?
None.
The clerk will begin the call of districts, starting with district number 2.
District 2, Mr. Rowley?
None.
District 3, Mr. Burtis?
Mr. Chairman, I would rise and offer numbers 1 through 4 and urge their adoption.
Number 1.
Confirming appointment to the Onondaga County Fire Advisory Board.
Leslie Burtis.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this is the county executive's appointment. This is for Thomas Perkins. Mr. Perkins lives in Baldwinsville. This term would expire December 31st, 2023. He has been a member of the Baldwinsville Fire Department since 1962. He's served as chief officer in the Baldwinsville Fire Department with 8 years as chief. He is the past president of OCVFA. He's a member of the New York State Fire Chiefs and FASNY, serving on several committees of those organizations. He is a qualified gentleman, and then I urge his adoption. Thank you.
Thank you. Other comments on item number 1? Legislator May.
Just another word or two on Chief Perkins. I've known him for a very, very long time, and the man devotes his entire life outside of work and family to public service and being a first responder. He's been an incredible force in the town of Lysander and greater Baldwinsville with his efforts through its own public safety commission, which he has led for a number of years. And can't say enough about him or his commitment. I urge adoption to this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments on item number 1? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, Keenan, May, Irvin, Williams. 15 ayes, 2 absent.
Resolution 1 is adopted. Number 2.
Adopting a retroactive earnings adjustment for management and confidential employees for the 2020 payroll cycle.
Legislator Burtis.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This is providing for a 1% off-schedule, non-compounding adjustment on base earnings for the 2020 salary cycle. This is because of the 1% provided to the CSEA in 2020, We're trying to make things right across the board. This is for full-time and part-time management and confidential employees, except for elected officials. This is a great move on our part here at the county. I urge its adoption.
Thank you. Other comments on item number 2? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, Keenan, May, Irvin Williams. 15 ayes, 2 absent.
Resolution number 2 is adopted. Number 3.
Standard workday and reporting resolution.
Legislator Burgess.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is just a standard workday and reporting resolution for our fellow legislator, Cody Kelly. This is standard and customary for all of us. I urge its adoption.
Thank you. Any comments on number 3? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, Keenan, May, Irvin Williams. 15 ayes, 2 absent.
Resolution number 3 is adopted. Number 4.
Calling for a public hearing to be held on the...
Motion waive the reading. Objections. Hearing none, motion is granted. Legislator Burgess.
Thank you. Now, number 4, we're calling a public hearing on the terms and conditions of employment for the bargaining unit represented by the Deputy Sheriff's Benevolent Association for the calendar year of 2019. This public hearing will be held on July 15th, 2021 at 6 p.m. Here at the courthouse, and something that we need to do, and I urge its adoption.
Thank you. Other comments on item number 4, scheduling a public hearing? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, Keenan, May, Irvin Williams. 15 ayes, 2 absent.
Resolution number 4 is adopted.
District 4, Mrs. Tassone?
None.
District 5, Ms. Cody?
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I rise and offer resolution number 5 and urge its adoption.
Thank you. Melanie?
Naming the Veterans Memorial Chapel located at 4069 Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse, in honor of Gordon Gordy Lane, a lifelong resident of Onondaga County, 20-year retiree of the Syracuse Police Department, and combat veteran of the United States Marine Corps.
Thank you. Legislator Cody.
Yes, this resolution to name our Veterans Memorial Chapel in honor of Gordon Lane. Those of us who knew or knew of Gordy know that he was a tireless advocate for the veterans in our region. He was a member of the Onondaga County Executive Veterans Advisory Board, the Veterans Cemetery Subcommittee, Congressman Kako's Veteran Advisory Board, the Vietnam Veterans of America, the Memorial Day Watch Fire, and held various honors and awards that he received over the years, and we are happy to honor him in this way. Thank you.
Thank you. Other comments on item number 5? For those of you who knew Gordy, absolutely tireless advocate for all veterans, particularly Vietnam era veterans, but all veterans, and he. Largely, a lot of his efforts are behind a lot of the improvements up at the Veterans Cemetery, and he will definitely be missed. Any other comments? Hearing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, Keenan, May, Irvin Williams. 15 ayes, 2 absent.
Resolution number 5 is adopted.
District 6, Mrs. Abbott Keenan.
None.
District 7, Ms. Kuhn?
None.
District 8, Mr. Ryan?
None.
District 9, Dr. Chase?
None.
District 10, Mr. Holmquist?
Mr. Chairman, I rise and offer resolution number 6 and urge its adoption.
Authorizing the Onondaga County Executive...
Motion waive the reading.
Oops, sorry.
Objections? Hearing none, motion's carried. Legislator Holmquist.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is... administrative and annual ask. It's authorizing the Onondaga County Executive to file the 2021 Action Plan for the Community Development Block Grant, Home Grant, and Emergency Solutions Grant programs, I urge its adoption.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments on item number 6? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, Keenan, May, Irvin, Williams. 15 ayes, 2 absent.
Resolution number 6 is adopted.
District 11, Mr. McBride.
None.
District 12, Mr. Knapp.
None.
District 13, Mr. Bush.
None.
District 14, Dr. Kelly.
None.
District 15, Mr. Kinney.
None.
District 16, Mr. Williams.
None.
District 17, Mrs. Irvin.
None.
District 1, Mr. May.
Chairman, I rise and offer item 7 and urge its adoption.
Leader May, you were asking for a waiver on this item?
Yes.
Are there any objections to a waiver being granted? Seeing none, a waiver is granted. Melanie?
Amendment to Resolution Number 63-2012, eliminating the practice of stacking of overtime.
Motion waive the reading?
So moved.
Objections? Hearing none, motion is granted. Leader May.
Thank you, Chairman. Item 7 was originally, well, the genesis of Item 7 was originally passed back in 2012 in response to perennial budget overruns, significant budget overruns experienced by Onondaga County. The resolution that we passed back then was very successful in addressing those issues. Specifically, what that resolution did was, to the extent possible, call for the elimination of overtime stacking and instituted a reporting policy, both data and information about the sources of this overtime, and also called for or requested, to the extent possible, that the collective bargaining process would try to mitigate the county's exposure in that specific area. Part of the success back then was due to the restrictive nature of the reporting policy we put in place. Back then we had a 5% threshold, meaning that we received a lot of information about any small amounts of overtime even being used. So we had great exposure to that. The problems, the large-scale problems, the strategic issues were along with some other budget measures, handily fixed back then a few years later. The success of the policy sort of had us and the visibility of this practice unfortunately go by the wayside for a period of time. This resolution brings that the practice and the reporting process back to light. With the COVID crisis and all the changes and differences across the county roster and adjustments being made, I thought it would be a good time to bring this back and give us some exposure to what's actually happening out there in the departments, and specifically with respect to the use of overtime. This will shed light on the more significant areas that could be of budgetary concern, could be of no concern if they're not there on the report. But either way, it's going to give us information that's going to help us be better policymakers, specifically fiscal policymakers, when the time comes for us to actually undertake the budget, talk to department heads, and listen to their staffing needs. And at the same time, give us exposure to where our visibility to where the county may be exposed with excessive use of overtime. I urge adoption to this resolution. Thank you. Oh, and the threshold now is being raised from 5 to 15%, so we, can, as policymakers, can really focus on the issues that could or should be of concern. Thank you.
Thank you, Leader May. Legislator Kinney, and then Legislator Ryan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to say thank you to Leader May for coming over and explaining his thoughts and listening to our concerns. So it was nice of you to do that, and it's nice to have some cooperation. So thank you.
Legislator Ryan.
Just to echo Legislator Kinney's, appreciate the consideration with the 15%, but I also want to say definitely some visibility, some much-needed visibility, which I think we'll be getting once we get more of information and we get the data on a quarterly basis, then I think that we can utilize that and kind of look towards our budget process in the fall, whether there's really issues, staffing issues, overtime, here, there. I mean, I think we'll get a pretty good idea, and I think that that's overdue data, and look forward to having it. Look forward to having those conversations, not just here now for the summer, but ways and means going forward before we get to our budget deliberations. Thank you.
Legislator Kuhn.
I'm just going to echo again. Thank you very much, Leader May. And I also think this is an excellent time to be doing this, given the number of staff that we have lost due to early retirements and the pandemic, so we can begin to see where there might be staff shortages by looking at the overtime that is utilized. So I'm in support of this. And thank you again, Leader May.
Any other comments? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, Keenan, May, Irvin Williams. 15 ayes, 2 absent.
Feel a Leader May group hug coming on here. But, yeah. That concludes the call of legislative districts. We have one local law A. I'm sorry? Oh, sorry. Resolution 7 is adopted. I apologize. I was so excited about the group hug. I totally forgot about the to say it's adopted. So like I said, we've got one local law. Melanie?
A local law adopting a pilot youth deer hunting program.
Leader May.
Thank you, Chairman. This is a really great local law. This proposes the adoption of a pilot program developed by the New York State DEC, passed by the New York State legislature, and ultimately signed off on by the governor. It allows, simply put, it allows 12 and 13-year-olds to hunt deer. New York is the, as Mr. Wawelko mentioned earlier, is the only state in the country that does not allow youth in this age group to hunt. In my opinion, this pilot is very, very well done. Strict emphasis on three things: education, all kinds of education, safety. Many good measures put in place to keep kids and other people in the woods hunting deer very safe. And the piece I like best, which kind of rolls it all up, is the mentorship and guidance required for the youth hunters. So all in all, I think the kids are being put on a very short leash, but allowing them to do something that I wish was available back when my kids were actually that age. Overwhelming support from area sportsmen. I've heard from lots of people. I'm sure we all have. Passed unanimously in Ways and Means, and we've received positive. Some of us have received. I can't speak for everyone here. A lot of positive support from constituents on this measure. It's a good local law. It's about time, and I urge support to this piece of legislation. Thank you.
Thank you, Leader May. Any other comments on local law A? Legislator Brothers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with Majority Leader May, and just encourage everyone to realize that we are a rural community. I represent, of course, the Cicero Swamp, and they do hunt there. They do a lot of things there, but they hunt there as well. We have a lot of folks that enjoy the outdoors sports, and you know, we need opportunities to train our young people, whether they're our kids or our guardians or friends, family friends. We need that opportunity. We are losing sportsmen as some of us age out, and we need to pass that along, and we need an alternative to this thing for our kids. And so I agree. I think it's a great thing. Get our kids outdoors and keep them active. Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie Burgess. Any other comments? Leslie Bush.
I just would like to echo what has already been spoken of. In my district, it is rural in many parts, and they are in support of this as a family opportunity as well, where the grandfather can take a granddaughter or grandson out. Is that right? We have a lady in the audience who's very active in women and hunting, and
nice.
I just want to recognize all your work that you do. But it is a good proposal. It's well done, and I think that we will benefit by passing it for our young people as well as the families and the other hunters. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments on Local Law A? Seeing none, clerk will call a long call.
Legislators May?
Yes.
Rowley?
Yes.
Burtis?
Yes.
Tassone?
Yes.
Cody?
Yes.
Abbott Keenan?
Yes.
Kuhn?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
Chase?
Yes.
Holmquist?
Yes.
McBride?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Kinney?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
15 ayes, 2 absent.
Local Law A is adopted. So we have no unfinished business. The only announcement from the chair is it's nice seeing everybody back with our desks pre-pandemic arrangement and getting back to normalcy here. So I hope everyone has a good afternoon. Leader May, do you have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Chairman, I move to adjourn until Tuesday, August 3rd.
Thank you. We are adjourned.